Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2189, Why Lifestyle Inflation is Harmful and How to Avoid It, by Mr. Finer of MrFiner.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. How Lifestyle Inflation is Harmful and How to Avoid It, by Mr. Finer of MrFiner.com. Lifestyle inflation is a silent killer of wealth. Thinking differently about lifestyle inflation may help in dealing with it. What is lifestyle inflation? Lifestyle inflation, also known as lifestyle creep, happens when people spend more and more money to achieve a higher standard of living. Lifestyle inflation can occur in any area, from everyday expenses like a cup of coffee to big purchases like buying a car. When Jack starts at his first job, he may buy a used car as his first car. After a few years, he gets a promotion, so he upgrades to a brand new car. A few years go by, and the new car is replaced with a newer SUV. A few years later comes a luxury car. After that, a bigger luxury car, and so on. This scenario plays out not just with the car, but with almost every aspect of Jack's life. He's continuously upgrading to the newest or fanciest thing. This is lifestyle inflation in action. Lifestyle inflation is so common that we hardly notice it, which is why it's so harmful. Most lifestyle upgrades seem small or one-off. However, it's not the upgrades themselves, but the mindset of continuously upgrading everything that can be the problem. Small upgrades in multiple areas can add up to big expenses. Why lifestyle inflation is harmful. Lifestyle creep guarantees that people will never be happy. After all, there's no limit to how many fancy cars Jack can buy. The other impact of lifestyle inflation is that Jack will work all his life. He'll be dependent on his job and will never achieve financial freedom. For example, Jack is making more money as he gets promoted and gets raises. However, his expenses also increase due to lifestyle inflation. The result is that saving, income minus expenses, is not growing. This means Jack will always be dependent on his income or his job to meet his expenses. Not just that, given how small his savings are, he'll never accumulate any real wealth. In this example, at least Jack is saving something. In many cases, people spend more than their income. So instead of saving money, they borrow money and end up in debt. Being in debt is rarely a good idea, but being in debt just to keep up with the Joneses is even worse. The other reason lifestyle inflation is terrible is that there's no logical end to it. No matter how big a house you have, you can always buy a bigger house. So theoretically, you can keep upgrading all your life and still not be done. Gandhi used to say, quote, "There is enough to meet everyone's needs, but not enough to meet everyone's greed," end quote. Lifestyle inflation is like a hole in a tire. You can pump in air, but the tire will not get full until the hole is plugged. Maximize for happiness, not status. One way to avoid lifestyle creep is to think about what is essential in life. Most people agree that the purpose of life is either to maximize happiness or maximize utility, like being helpful to others. Let's say Jack values happiness. Lifestyle inflation happens when he confuses happiness with status. A house can be a status symbol. The bigger the house, the better. Owning a 4-bedroom house is a more prominent status symbol than owning a 2-bedroom house. However, does a bigger house also lead to more happiness? Is bigger always better? When Jack and Jill upgrade from a studio apartment to a 2-bedroom house, they'll have more room for themselves. They'll have more space to host friends and relatives. This can bring about a significant increase in happiness and utility. But does moving from a two-bedroom to a four-bedroom also increase happiness? Maybe it does, but not by the same amount as before. On the other hand, it does increase the cost a lot. So in effect, they're not getting the same amount of value from the increased cost. And upgrading to a six-bedroom house increases the cost, but definitely does not increase happiness. In fact, it ends up decreasing happiness. Now they have to spend more time cleaning up the big house. If they don't have the time or energy, they have to hire someone to do it, further adding to the cost. And this is not even considering all the other expenses that will go up: property taxes, home insurance, more furniture needed for the extra rooms, maintenance costs, heating and cooling costs, etc. So bigger is not always better. Luckily, Jill is the reader of this blog and convinces Jack to stick to the two-bedroom house rather than upgrading to a four or six-bedroom. Ways to deal with lifestyle inflation. As mentioned before, the way to deal with lifestyle creep is to maximize happiness or utility and not status. It helps if your friends or relatives also share this kind of thinking. Not all of my friends are interested in financial independence, but most of them have a simple lifestyle, which helps us not get sucked into lifestyle inflation. The other important thing is to realize when lifestyle inflation is actually happening. We've been conditioned by society, advertisements, social media, etc., to always keep on buying and upgrading. In this day and age, it's not easy to notice that lifestyle inflation is happening. An excellent way to determine when lifestyle inflation is happening is to think in terms of needs and wants. I never equated success with material things. Being successful meant having the freedom to do what I wanted, not owning a mansion or a luxury car. This way of thinking helped me tackle the ever-present temptation of lifestyle inflation. Lastly, I took my fight against lifestyle inflation to the extreme. During my FI journey, I realized that saving is the most important thing for financial independence. So instead of lifestyle inflation, I focused on lifestyle deflation by actively reducing my spending. In conclusion, lifestyle inflation is the single biggest hurdle for achieving real wealth. What makes it worse is that most of the time, it's invisible. Being mindful of when lifestyle inflation is happening, maximizing happiness and utility instead of status, and developing a frugal attitude can help. You just listened to the post titled, "Why Lifestyle Inflation is Harmful and How to Avoid It," by Mr. Finer of MrFiner.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. If you'd like to hear another opinion on lifestyle inflation, check out episode 1913, where author Kevin Ha talks about participating in lifestyle inflation on your own terms. I liked his advice to let loose a bit after reaching a milestone like CoastFi. When I think back on how I got myself into a financial rut, it was because I convinced myself that I would make more money in future years and make up for all the spending I was doing in my 20s. This is a terrible financial strategy, by the way. I then did a complete 180, got out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months, and saved 60% of my income until I reached CoastFi status. The likelihood that lifestyle inflation could now damage my financial future after all those years of diligently saving are slim, because good financial habits are now ingrained. This, to me, is one of the biggest benefits to front-loading saving and investing. You give yourself the privilege to relax a bit well before traditional retirement age. This could mean spending a bit more or downsizing into less work and less income. Also, any lifestyle inflation I participate in now is more likely to be internally motivated versus externally motivated. Rather than keeping up with the Joneses as a reason to buy that new thing, after a period of financial diligence, I'm more likely to spend money in ways that align with my personal values. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.